Good people, come hither and listen a while. I'll tell you a story shall make you to smile. For such a bold project there never was heard, as now in this ballad soon shall be declared. The brickmakers, they this project did play the 11th of August, as people do say. Let this be a warning that others take heed, their court of injustice will smart for the deed. In rainy wet weather it was, I suppose, when each bonny brickmaker stilled his nose. They drink their cups round and do merrily prate. Each brickmaker seemed a lord in conceit. Whilst thus they carouse and call on the house, one of them his bread and his cheese did lose. And one in the company there he attacked, as guilty of felony for this bold act. They called him Dick Lambert, whom he did accuse, who he said such activity did use, and there for his life he would have him betried. A judge and a jury this deed should decide. A court there was called, the crier he bawled, and there with his flounder mouth loudly he yelled. And then on the bench for a judge they sat down, one in a red waistcoat which served for a gown. A judge and a jury and clerks did appear, a sheriff and also a hangman was there. The judge being set and prisoner brought forth, the plaintiff be there on a brickbat took oath, that to his great cost, too lately he lost some bread and some cheese which he saved for a toast. And that Richard Lambert had taken his peck, who for it deserved to be noosed by the neck. For this he had sentence, by which he was forced to be burnt in the hand with an apple hot roast. And afterwards he on that apple must feed, this sentence he had for his felonous deed. But now comes the worst, more bad than the first. Poor Richard, his fortune, it was so accursed. A witness held forth, and he there did declare that Richard spoke treason, and he did it here. He said the king's drums, they did make a great sound, but in the midst of them no guts to be found. And that the king's horses with iron were shod, and often on dirt and on stones they have trod. That they were so fed with butter and bread, they lost all the races whatever was laid. And that the king's goose-shacks had got no more fowl than is in the night, but that's called an owl. This was the indictment on which he was tried. The jury was sworn on a brickbat beside. The evidence there did make it out plain, and Lambert away from the bar he was ta'en. The jury went out and brought it about that Lambert was guilty of treason, no doubt. And then by the judge he was sentenced that he should hang by the neck on the Tyburn tree. A clay cart they got and a horse in beside, and put Lambert in it and him fast down tied. And then on two gallows they do him convey, with a guard of their officers all on the way. A brickbat to read as they did proceed, and then on the gallows they hanged him indeed. Thus have you heard of the brickmaker's court, who hang men in earnest and count it their sport. A groom of the king's came riding that way, seeing this rebel rout to them did say, I see you've condemned this man in the town, but here's a reprieve and he must be cut down. This being done, away then did run this court of injustice, each mother's son. The judge and the hangman was ta'en in the act, and two of the jurymen since for that fact. This court of injustice appeared in time at Sessions House, therefore to answer their crime. £100 is laid on each head, or else to imprisonment till it be paid. In Newgate they are remaining in care of further punishment, they are in fear. And thus you have heard of the brickmaker's court, who hang men in earnest and count it their sport.